meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Kernan?
Yes.
Grandin?
Yes.
Logan?
Yes.
Miller?
Present.
Duke Smith?
Yes.
5 p.m. public hearing, fiscal year 2024-2025 budget.
Your Honor, I have not received any written objections.
Are there any objections in the audience tonight? Hearing none, the hearing is closed. Resolution approving City of Denison's annual budget for fiscal year 2024-2025.
Move to approve that.
Second.
Duke Smith?
Yes.
Logan?
Yes.
Kernan?
Yes.
Grandin?
Yes.
Miller?
Yeah.
Discussion and possible motion on Oak Ridge Heights bid lot number 48.
Yes, Your Honor. There is nothing to move with this. We received no bids. Just a report for council. The Housing Commission voted today to extend the time to June 10th. So we'll be just extending the bid window. We'll be changing that to June 10th and allowing time for additional bids to come in.
Move to approve that to the extent we need to.
Do you just want a table?
Table. Yeah, 5 and 6. I was going to say table. Table number 5 and number 6. Or I guess, Jody, do they need to move to allow the change of date?
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Just to make it official.
Yeah.
Okay. I would.
Motion to change the date.
That was my motion, but I'll let you have it and I'll
second.
Have it.
I'll second.
You said June 10th, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
You can have it, Greg.
Oh, thanks.
Give it to Greg, Jody.
Oh, deal. Miller?
Yeah.
Sue Smith?
Yes.
Kernan?
Yes.
Granton?
Yep.
Logan?
Yes.
Discussion and possible motion on Oak Ridge Heights bid lot 49.
Yes, Your Honor, this would be the same situation.
Same motion.
Same second.
Only 49 instead of 48.
Miller?
Yeah.
Zeus Smith?
Yes.
Logan?
Yes.
Grandin?
Yes.
Kernan?
Yes.
Motion to approve the Voters Conference Center Venue Management Services Agreement.
Your Honor, I would like to maybe entertain a little bit of discussion with the council, but then table this item, if can, or table the motion to approve. If you are aware, if you've been checking your email, we've been going back and forth in conversation based on the authority that you guys gave me to negotiate terms. Councilwoman Zoot Smith gave me some recommendations for a change in the contract that were approved by Matt Brick. So I'll be making those finalized changes and then resending that to council. I do also have a phone call that I need to return to Mr. Reavers. I'm guessing regarding some questions or concerns he had, knowing that this was on the agenda for tonight. With that being said, I'd like to report to council that, you know, their lease amendment is up on May 1st. So depending, we may have to have a special meeting if we come to an agreement before May 1st. Otherwise, they may potentially, I don't know for certain, this is speculation, but Mr. Reavers may be willing to work with us if we cannot get it through his board and our board, or excuse me, his board and our council before May 7th, and then it would just be on our next council meeting. So I will keep you guys informed in your email as to how those negotiations continue to transpire. Jody and I placed this on the agenda hoping that everything would be completed, and it's not. They've kind of changed some of the negotiation terms, so we'll be going back and forth on that.
So you want a motion tabling?
Table? Yes, please.
Possible new date at your discretion.
What are you looking to change?
The primary one is after I sent the venue management agreement to them with the list of items that would be required for management, from booking, you know, events, setup, managing, cleanup, you know, those types of things. In his email back to me, basically stated that it was an extensive list of items and that they would be proposing an 80-20 split as opposed to the 85-15 that was originally proposed. So city would be 80%, they would be 20%. And one of the recommendations that I received that I'll be proposing back, and maybe you guys can tell me if that's how you want me to proceed, is that if that's the split that they want to go with, that we would be maybe looking back at the percent share of beverage sales. So
I think that's a good recommendation.
Isn't that what I put in my proposal?
That is what you put in your proposal, yes. Yeah.
That way they're incentivized to book it, and we're incentivized to promote it.
Yeah, correct. Corey, any thoughts?
I agree. I appreciate what Jennifer put together and emailed to us. That was very helpful and extensive, so it's exactly what we needed.
You gentlemen over there agree?
Yes.
I don't know if they saw it.
John?
I saw what you sent it.
Yeah. And I didn't forward hers until I got the approval from Matt, then I was going to make the changes and then redistribute rather than sending a marked up document to everyone.
And the list you had in there was just basic things that you should, it wasn't anything over the top. They weren't painting ceilings and doing stuff.
And I only just sent it to Corey just because I didn't want to potentially run afoul of
open meetings and stuff, so
with Corey being the liaison,
The other part of it, though, there was paint, but it was touching up.
Right.
So that's all.
So. And Jennifer, sorry, I didn't mean extensive. The word I was really thinking was comprehensive. I couldn't think of it at the time, so I apologize.
Well, credit to Jess, because she's the one that did the initial draft. I just went through it and can't help myself.
It's habit. It's
we take free help.
Hey, as long as Matt reviews it, that's the important part.
It's because that's free. It's nice.
Will my motion stand?
Motion to table, correct?
Motion to table for the next meeting.
Is there a second?
Yes.
Miller?
Yeah.
Zeus Smith?
Yes.
Kernan?
Yes.
Logan?
Yes.
Grandin?
Yes.
Meeting adjourned.
This audio is made with Audio Toolkit for Windows Store, downloaded for free now.